Elizabeth Elliot says, "There's a difference between a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day and a peaceful and happy one. I think it does not depend nearly so much on what happens as it depends on your attitude and your response." Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of more than 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor and Shadow of the Almighty, helping you face your day with a godly attitude. Here's your friend, Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking again today about restlessness. When my mother was a young woman, she had become a Christian when she was in her late teens, and she wanted to give her life completely to the Lord. It began to sort of seep into her consciousness that perhaps God might want her to be a missionary. It was a very frightening concept. She came from a fairly well-to-do family, a very comfortable home, and she really didn't have any Christian friends. And she was very anxious as to how in the world she was going to know whether God wanted her to be a missionary. Someone invited her to go to a missionary conference on Long Island, and while she was there, she became even more confused and worried about whether she might miss the will of God. How well I understand that, because I wasted an awful lot of energy in my youth worrying about whether I might go to the wrong field or choose the wrong Indian tribe to work in or make some major life-changing mistake. Mother said that God gave her then the words that Naomi gave to Ruth in the book of Ruth, chapter 3. She said, "Sit still, my daughter, until thou see how the matter will fall." That has been a word of peace throughout my life. Sit still, my daughter, until thou see how the matter will fall. I believe that God has given his word so that we might learn from it. Learn the principles gleaned from his dealings with different men and women in widely different circumstances. Ruth was a woman of noble character. Naomi was helping her to carry out the proper approach to one who could be to her a kinsman redeemer. She gave Ruth clear instructions as to what to do, and Ruth obeyed her. And Naomi had said, "When you do this and this and this, then he, this kinsman redeemer, will tell you what to do." And Ruth did it. And then her mother-in-law said, "Sit still, my daughter, until thou see how the matter will fall." She didn't know all the steps or what the results were going to be. She simply did the simple things that her mother-in-law instructed her to do, which were in keeping with the custom of the day. And then she sat still. Is there a hard decision facing you today? Let me read a quotation that I gave to my father years ago. My father was a worrier, as I was. And I had come across this from George MacDonald. I gave it to him on a little 3x5 slip of paper, and he carried it in his wallet for years. And I have it now pasted in my notebook, the very same little piece of paper, and it has the date on it, October 25, 1959. And this is what George MacDonald said: "The care that is filling your mind at this moment, or but waiting till you lay the book down to leap upon you, that need which is no need, is a demon sucking at the spring of your life. No, mine is a reasonable care, an unavoidable care, indeed," you say. "Is it something you have to do this very moment?" "No." "Then you are allowing it to usurp the place of something that is required of you this moment." "There is nothing required of me at this moment." "Nay, but there is. The greatest thing that can be required of a man." "Pray, what is it?" "Trust in the living God." "I do trust him in spiritual matters." everything is an affair of the spirit. That has been a very great watchword to me. Everything is an affair of the spirit. Now, while I was preparing this talk, there was an interruption, and it was a most welcome phone call from my dear friend Van. I mentioned Van yesterday. Her real name is Eleanor Vandevort, and she and I met when we were college students in 1947, and we've been close friends ever since. And Van's life verse comes from 2 Samuel, the 23rd chapter. When she came to visit me in Shandia in the eastern jungle of Ecuador and spent 5 months with me after she had been kicked out by the Sudanese government because they decided to get rid of all the missionaries back in 1963, I remember sitting on the sofa in my jungle house, which then was a pretty civilized house, the one that Jim Elliot had built. And this is the passage she gave me. 2 Samuel 23, these are the last words of David. The oracle of David, son of Jesse, the oracle of the man exalted by the Most High, the man anointed by the God of Jacob, Israel's singer of songs. The Spirit of the Lord spoke through me. His word was on my tongue. The God of Israel spoke. The Rock of Israel said to me, when one rules over men in righteousness, when he rules in the fear of God, he is like the light of morning at sunrise, on a cloudless morning, like the brightness after rain that brings the grass from the earth. Is not my house right with God? Has he not made with me an everlasting covenant, arranged and secured in every part? Will he not bring to fruition my salvation and grant me my every desire? Van had had a very hard lesson to learn in her 13 years working with the Nuer tribe in Africa. She had finally succeeded in cracking that unwritten language with which missionaries had struggled for 50 years. Van did the work, the linguistic work that was required. She did some Bible translation, and all of her work came to nothing because the Arab government decided that they would not permit the tribal languages to be printed or taught or read. And yet she clung to this verse, has he not made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure, ordered in all things and sure. That's a slightly different translation from the one that I just read, but it's the one that she clung to. That has encouraged me many times. Stay your thoughts today on God's faithfulness. Banish that everlasting jumpiness, restlessness, anxiety, preoccupation with things which belong only to God. Remember, the future doesn't belong to you. It belongs to God. The past is gone. It doesn't belong to you anymore either. God is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the future and the past. And he says to us, come to me, you who are tired and overburdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Three conditions to finding that rest. Come to me, take my yoke, which I believe means accept the will of the Father. That was the yoke that Jesus himself took. So he's saying, take my yoke. The metaphor is a double ox yoke for two oxen in order that they can move in harmony. So if we accept the will of the Father as Jesus did, we will be moving in harmony with him. And that is the key to rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn. Third condition, learn of me. What do we have to learn? Humility, gentleness. I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Perhaps the reason you have not found rest so far is an unwillingness to take the yoke of the Father, a accept the will of God, and perhaps an unwillingness to learn the hard lesson of gentleness and humility. The yoke is a symbol of submission, that S word, utterly contrary to our unregenerate nature. But it is so clearly the prerequisite to peace. Submission is the prerequisite to peace. Submission to God, first of all, what is He asking you to do? Or what is He telling you to stop doing? Is there something? Will you trust Him to help you with that? Will you make up your mind today that you are determined to find rest through obedience? Are you humiliated by somebody? Did something happen at your job that made you furious because it humiliated you? Maybe that was God's mercy in allowing that occasion for you to learn humility, gentleness, not to retaliate. In Philippians 4, Paul says this, "I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength." God bless you.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.